Hello, this is the reading audio recording for Documents of the Bloodless Revolution. Both of the documents here contained are public documents available from many sources. They are in the public domain and they appear here, or are heard here, unadapted. The first is the Petition of Right from 1628. This is the legal petition that led to the Civil War and deposing of Charles I in 1649. In England. The petition exhibited to His Majesty by the Lords Spiritual and Temporal and Commons in this present Parliament assembled, concerning divers rights and liberties of the subjects, with the King's Majesty's royal answer thereunto in full Parliament. To the King's Most Excellent Majesty. Humbly show unto our Sovereign Lord the King, the Lords Spiritual and Temporal and Commons in Parliament assembles, that whereas it is declared and enacted by a statute made in the time of the reign of King Edward the First, that no tallage or aid shall be laid or levied by the King or his heirs in this realm, without the good will and assent of the archbishops, bishops, earls, barons, knights, burgesses, and other the free men of the commonalty of this realm, and by the authority of Parliament, holden in the five and twentieth year of the reign of King Edward the Third, it is declared and enacted that from henceforth no person should be compelled to make any loans to the King against his will, because such loans were against reason and the franchise of the land, and by other laws of this realm it is provided that none should be charged by any charge or imposition called a benevolence, nor by such like charge, by which statutes before mentioned, and other the good laws and statutes of this realm. Your subjects have inherited this freedom, that they should not be compelled to contribute to any tax, tallage, aid, or other like charge, not set by common consent in Parliament. Nevertheless, of late, divers commissions, directed to sundry commissioners in several counties, with instructions, have issued, by means whereof your people have been in divers places assembled, and required to lend certain sums of money unto your Majesty. And many of them, upon their refusal so to do, have had an oath administered unto them, not warrantable by the laws or statutes of this realm, and have been constrained to become bound, and to make appearance, and give utterance before your Privy Council, and in other places. And others of them have been, therefore, imprisoned, confined, and sundry other ways molested and disquieted, and divers other charges have been laid and levied upon your people in several counties by Lord Lieutenants, Deputy Lieutenants, Commissioners for Musters, Justices of Peace, and others, by command or direction from your Majesty or your Privy Council, against the laws and free custom of the realm. And whereas, also, by the statute called the Great Charter of the Liberties of England, it is declared and enacted that no freeman may be taken or imprisoned or be deceased of his freehold or liberties or his free customs or be outlawed or exiled or in any manner destroyed but by the lawful judgment of his peers or by the law of the land. And in the 28th year of the reign of King Edward the Third, it was declared and enacted by authority of Parliament that no man of what estate or condition that he be should be put out of his land or tenements, nor taken, nor imprisoned, nor disinherited, nor put to death, without being brought to answer by due process of law. Nevertheless, against the tenor of the said statutes, and the other good laws and statutes of your realm to that end provided, divers of your subjects have of late been imprisoned, without any cause showed, and where for their deliverance they were brought before your justices by your Majesty's writs of habeas corpus, there to undergo and receive, as the court should order, and their keepers commanded to certify the causes of their detainer, no cause was certified, but that they were detained by your Majesty's special command, signified by the lords of your Privy Council, and yet were returned back to several prisons without being charged with anything to which they might make answer, according to the law. And whereas of late great companies of soldiers and mariners have been dispersed into divers counties of the realm, and the inhabitants against their wills have been compelled to receive them into their houses, and there to suffer them to sojourn against the laws and customs of this realm, and to the great grievance and vexation of the people. And whereas, also, by authority of Parliament in the 25th year of the reign of King Edward III, it is declared and enacted that no man shall be forejudged of life or limb against the form of the Great Charter and the law of the land, and by the said Great Charter and other the laws and statutes of this your realm, no man ought to be adjudged to death, but by the laws established in this your realm, either by the customs of the same realm or by acts of Parliament. And whereas no offender of what kind soever is exempted from the proceedings to be used, and punishments to be inflicted by the laws and statutes of this your realm, nevertheless, of late time, divers commissions under your Majesty's great seal have issued forth, by which certain persons have been assigned and appointed commissioners with power and authority to proceed within the land, according to the justice of martial law, against soldiers, or mariners, or other dissolute persons, joining with them as should commit any murder, robbery, felony, mutiny, or other outrage or misdemeanor whatsoever, and by such summary course and order as is agreeable to martial law, and is used in armies in time of war, to proceed to the trial and condemnation of such offenders, and them to cause to be executed and put to death according to the law martial. By pretext whereof, some of your Majesty's subjects have been by some of the said commissioners put to death, when and where, if by the laws and statutes of the land they had deserved death, by the same laws and statutes also they might, and by no other ought, to have been judged and executed. And also sundry grievous offenders, by color thereof claiming an exemption, have escaped the punishments due to them by the laws and statutes of this your realm, by reason that diverse of your officers and ministers of justice have unjustly refused or forborne to proceed against such offenders according to the same laws and statutes, upon pretense that the said offenders were punishable only by martial law, and by authority of such commissions as aforesaid, which commissions, and all other of like nature, are wholly and directly contrary to the said laws and statutes of this your realm. They do, therefore, humbly pray your most excellent Majesty that no man hereafter be compelled to make or yield any gift, loan, benevolence, tax, or such like charge, without common consent by act of Parliament, and that none be called to make answer, or take such oath, or to give attendance, or be confined, or otherwise molested or disquieted concerning the same, or for refusal thereof, and that no freeman, in any such manner as is before mentioned, be imprisoned or detained, and that your Majesty would be pleased to remove the said soldiers and mariners, and that your people may not be so burdened in time to come, and that the aforesaid commissions for proceeding by martial law may be revoked and annulled, and that hereafter no commissions of like nature may issue forth to any person or persons whatsoever to be executed as aforesaid, lest, by color of them, any of your Majesty's subjects be destroyed or put to death contrary to the laws and franchise of the land. All which they most humbly pray of your most excellent Majesty as their rights and liberties, according to the laws and statutes of this realm, and that your Majesty would also, vouchsafe to declare that the awards, doings, and proceedings, to the prejudice of your people in any of the premises, shall not be drawn hereafter into consequence or example, and that your majesty would also graciously be pleased, for the further comfort and safety of your people, to declare your royal will and pleasure that in the things aforesaid all your officers and ministers shall serve you according to the laws and statutes of this realm, as they tender the honor of your majesty and the prosperity of this kingdom. The Bill of Rights, 1698. This is the statement of Parliament drawn up to officially oust James II and enthrone William and Mary, simultaneously establishing the claims of Parliament and the rights of the English citizenry. Whereas the late King James II, by the assistance of divers evil counsellors, judges, and ministers employed by him, did endeavour to subvert and extirpate the Protestant religion and the laws and liberty of this kingdom, 1. By assuming and exercising a power of dispensing with and suspending of laws and the execution of laws without consent of Parliament, 2. By committing and prosecuting divers worthy prelates for humbly petitioning to be excused from concurring to the said assumed power, 3. By issuing and causing to be executed a commission under the Great Seal for erecting a court called the Court of Commissioners for Ecclesiastical Causes, by levying money for and to the use of the crown by pretense of prerogative for other time and in other manner than the same was granted by Parliament, 5. By raising and keeping a standing army within this kingdom in time of peace, without consent of Parliament, and quartering soldiers contrary to law. 6. By causing several good subjects, being Protestants, to be disarmed, at the same time when Papists were both armed and employed contrary to law. 7. By violating the freedom of election of members to serve in Parliament. 8. By prosecutions in the Court of King's Bench for matters and causes cognizable only in Parliament, and by divers other arbitrary and illegal courses. 9. And whereas of late years partial, corrupt, and unqualified persons have been returned and served on juries in trials, and particularly divers jurors in trials for high treason, which were not freeholders. 10. And excessive bail hath been required of persons committed in criminal cases, to elude the benefit of the laws made for the liberty of the subjects. 11. And excessive fines have been imposed, and illegal and cruel punishments have been inflicted. 12. And several grants and promises made of fines and forfeitures, before any conviction or judgment against the persons, upon whom the same were to be levied. All which are utterly and directly contrary to the known laws and statutes and freedom of this realm. And, whereas the said late King James II, having abdicated the government, and the throne being thereby vacant, the said lords spiritual and temporal, and commons do in the first place, as their ancestors in like case have usually done, for the vindicating and asserting their ancient rights and liberties, declare. 1. That the pretended power of suspending of laws or the execution of laws by regal authority without consent of Parliament is illegal. That the pretended power of dispensing with laws or the executions of laws by regal authority as it hath been assumed and exercised of late is illegal. That the commission for erecting the late Court of Commissioners for Ecclesiastical Causes and all other commissions and courts of like nature are illegal and pernicious. That levying money for or to the use of the crown by pretense of prerogative, without grant of Parliament for longer time, or in other manner than the same is or shall be granted, is illegal. That it is the right of the subjects to petition the king, and all commitments and prosecutions for such petitioning are illegal. That the raising or keeping a standing army within the kingdom in time of peace, unless it be with consent of Parliament, is against law. That the subjects, which are Protestants, may have arms for their defense, suitable to their conditions, and as allowed by law. 8. That election of members of Parliament ought to be free. 9. That the freedom of speech and debates or proceedings in Parliament ought not to be impeached or questioned in any court or place out of Parliament. 10. That excessive bail ought not to be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. That jurors ought to be duly empanelled and returned, and jurors which pass upon men in trials for high treason ought to be freeholders. 12. That all grants and promises of fines and forfeitures of particular persons before conviction are illegal and void, and that for redress of all grievances, and for the amending, strengthening, and preserving of the laws, parliaments ought to be held frequently. And they do claim, demand, and insist upon all and singular the premises as their undoubted rights and liberties, and that no declarations, judgments, doings, or proceedings to the prejudice of the people in any of the said premises ought in any wise to be drawn hereafter into consequence or example, to which demand of their rights they are particularly encouraged by the declaration of His Highness, the Prince of Orange, as being the only means for obtaining a full redress and remedy therein. Having, therefore, an entire confidence that His said Highness, the Prince of Orange, will perfect the deliverance so far advanced by him, and will still preserve them from the violation of their rights, which they have here asserted, and from all the other attempts upon their religion, rights, and liberties, the said lords spiritual and temporal, and commons assembled at Westminster, do resolve that William and Mary, Prince and Princess of Orange, be and be declared King and Queen of England, France, and Ireland, and the dominions thereunto belonging, to hold the crown and royal dignity of the said kingdoms and dominions to them. The said prince and princess during their lives and the life of the survivor to them, and that the sole and full exercise of the regal power be only in and executed by the said Prince of Orange, in the names of the said prince and princess during their joint lives, and after their deceases, the said crown and royal dignity of the same kingdoms and dominions to be to the heirs of the body of the said princess, and for default of such issue to the Princess Anne of Denmark and the heirs of her body, and for default of such issue to the heirs of the body of the said Prince of Orange. And the lords spiritual and temporal and commons do pray the said prince and princess to accept the same accordingly. And that the oaths hereafter mentioned be taken by all persons of whom the oaths have allegiance and supremacy might be required by law instead of them, and that the said oaths of allegiance and supremacy be abrogated, I, blank, do sincerely promise and swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to their Majesties King William and Queen Mary, so help me God. I, blank, do swear that I do from my heart abhor, detest, and abjure as impious and heretical this damnable doctrine and position, that princes excommunicated or deprived by the Pope or any authority of the See of Rome may be deposed or murdered by their subjects, or any other whatsoever. And I do declare that no foreign prince, person, prelate, state, or potentate hath, or ought to have any jurisdiction, power, superiority, preeminence, or authority, ecclesiastical or spiritual, within this realm, so help me God. The latter section there, of course, is the oaths that were to be taken by all of those persons there present.